From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce new tariffs on Chinese imports. It could total $60 billion. The White House said the action Thursday followed an investigation into what it's called China's state-led market-distorting efforts to force pressure and steal U.S. technology and intellectual property. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
Our view is that we have a very serious problem of losing our intellectual property, which is really the biggest single advantage of the American economy, in my opinion.
China has threatened to retaliate. Scott Kennedy of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies said the world's two biggest economies could be embarking on a trade war.
The Chinese will respond with their own countermeasures, retaliating, and a trade war, just like dancing, takes two parties to agree to participate. And so that's where we'll be, you know, starting tomorrow.
The American sectors that could be hit hard by Chinese action include agriculture, machinery, and aircraft. The U.S. duties are expected to single out Chinese technology and telecommunications sectors. Mr. Trump has embarked on a get-tough trade policy to reduce its global trade deficit, $375 billion in red ink with China alone. African leaders from 44 African Union member states agreed Wednesday in Kigali to form a $3 trillion free trade zone. Host President Paul Kagame said the decision expressed the continent's unity of purpose.
Taken together, these are surely to be counted among the most consequential actions that this assembly has ever taken.
Among those not signing include the two biggest continental economies, South Africa and Nigeria, although at least South Africa says it intends to join. This is VOA News.